Charlie O'Rourke, 4 years old, Batman. What went through my mind? His perfect little white teeth, his look of fierce concentration when he was dispatching baddies, the way he hugged me once when I was sad, the way, since Africa, that I had been running between worlds, between Andrew and Lawrence, between little B and my job, running everywhere except to the world where I belonged. Why had I never run to Charlie? I screamed at myself. My son, my beautiful boy, gone, gone. He had disappeared as he had lived while I was looking the other way. I looked at the empty days before me, and there was no end to them. My voice sank to a whisper. I breathed Charlie's name. Then I felt hands on my shoulders. It was Lawrence.
"We need to be systematic about this now," he said. "Sarah, you stay here and keep calling for him, so he knows where to come back to if he's wandering. I'll go and ask people to start looking, and I'll keep looking myself. And B, you take my phone and you go up on the embankment and you call the police. Then you wait for them, so you can show them where we are when they arrive."
Lawrence handed his phone to little B and turned back to me. I stared at him dumbly.
"I know it sounds extreme," he said, "but the police are good at this. I'm sure we'll find Charlie before they get here, but just on the off chance that we don't, it makes sense for us to bring them in sooner rather than later."
"Okay, do it," I said. "Do it now." Little B was still standing there, holding Lawrence's phone in her hand, staring at Lawrence and me with large and frightened eyes. I couldn't understand why she wasn't already running.
"Go," I said.
She still stared at me. "The police," she said. Understanding buzzed dully in my mind. The number. Of course, she didn't know the emergency number. "The number is 999, I said. She just stood there. I couldn't work out what the problem was. "The police, Sarah," she said. I stared at her. Her eyes were pleading. She looked terrified. And then, very slowly, her face changed. It became firm, resolved. She took a deep breath and she nodded at me. She turned slowly at first, and then very fast, and she ran up the steps to the embankment. When she was halfway up, Lawrence raised a hand to his mouth.